Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 30, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 30 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 33 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 30. In this question, the student is given amounts of different colored marbles that have been mixed in a bag that has been turned upside down. The student is then asked to determine the probability that the first marble to fall out of the bag will be blue. Next, the student is asked to determine the probability that the first marble to fall out will be red, yellow, or green. Please note that a show your workspace is provided for the second part of the question. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for the first answer is 2 over 20, 2 to 20, or 2 out of 20. For the second part of the question, the work shown adds the numbers of each marble and compares that total, 18, to the total number of marbles, 20. The correct answer would then be 18 over 20, 18 to 20, or 18 out of 20. The simplest form for these fractions would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 35. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, both the first and second answers are correct, as is the work shown with the second part. Next is the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. This paper is only partially correct. The second part of the question is correct, but the answer in the first part, 2/4, is incorrect. Now let's move on to the third guide paper, another score point 1. The answer for the probability of the blue marble is correct, but there is an addition error in the work shown for the second part of the question, which results in an incorrect answer. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is a score point 0. Both answers provided are incorrect, and no work is shown for the second part, so this response receives no credit. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. This response is incorrect. Both the answers provided and the work shown are incorrect. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 30, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 30. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 21. Both answers are correct, and the work shown is complete, earning this response a score point 2. Now let's move on to practice set 22. In this paper, both answers are correct, but the work shown is not sufficient. The student has reduced 18/20 to 9/10, but it is not clear where the 18/20 comes from, and simply reducing a fraction is not enough to demonstrate a complete understanding of the task. Therefore, this paper only receives a score point 1. Next, we have practice set 23. Neither the answers provided nor the work shown are correct, so this response receives a score point 0. In practice set 24, both answers provided are correct, but the work shown in the second part includes a number string or run-on equation which is incorrect. This response only receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 25. In this paper, the answer for the first part of the question is correct, but the work shown and the answer for the second part are both incorrect. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.